Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Darren. How you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
And I'm at a lovely place. It's in the middle of the Isle of Wight, and you work for the ambulance service, Darren.
That's right. So I'm the clinical operations manager for the frontline ambulance service on here on the island, and I'm here with a group of operational station managers and some ambulance paramedics here, frontline staff, and we've been working with our multi-agency colleagues to experience working with the military, and in this case the Royal Air Force and the Chinook capabilities that can actually help support the civilian services in times of crisis if we need to.
So what crisis would it entail?
Well, I think COVID taught us all big lessons in many respects of working together, being able to have a multi-agency approach to a very serious incident such as COVID or other types that can happen across the country. But here on the island, we have a limited amount of resilience. So working together is really important. And sometimes for us, it might be about casualty movements. Maybe a mass casualty event might be something that we would need to consider asking for extra help if that event were ever to happen.
So you mentioned the COVID pandemic. How did you find that? I found it quite difficult during the lockdown. How did you find it?
I think it was one of the most challenging times, if not the most challenging event of all of our careers. And we had to learn and adapt really quickly to meet those challenges that we faced. But from what was a very dramatic event, there's lots of good and learning that came out of it, and us here on the island worked extremely well for the needs of the patients and our community.
It's good that we have the vaccines now, and we're a bit more back to normal, but it's still out there.
Yes, it's something that is still in our community, and certainly something we're going to have to learn to live with going forward and respond to the needs and react as COVID develops going forward.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
No, that's quite all right. You take care.